hello there. Today we're going to hear the delightfully spiffing voices of James Naylor, whoever he is.
And here we see the voiceover artist in its natural environment, in a darkened room, alone, talking to himself.
Come on, squad. We've only got 10 minutes before the bomb explodes. Chip and Cowgirl, you get...
My watch may have been a little slow.
Don't waste your hard-earned dough on expensive dental work. I'll fix your teeth for you for a cup of coffee and a bagel.
You can scream all you want, little girl. Your friends can't save you now. In fact, there's not a great deal they can do. They're dead, basically.
I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. James Naylor is highly employable as a voiceover artiste. What do you mean it doesn't rhyme, maggot? Drop and give me 20.
Well, there are a number of reasons why she'd be the natural victor. But might I ask, why would the Queen be having an arm wrestle with Godzilla?
By day, I wear my uniform with pride, marching to the drum of my beloved nation. By night, I watch Sex in the City with a cup of cocoa in my pajama housen.
Oh, come on now, sugar. We all make mistakes. Now grab a shovel and let's bury the body before he starts stinking up this joint.
Yeah, did you hear about the horse that walked into the bar last night? Barman asked, why the long face? And the horse just stood there and neighed.
In Soviet Russia, voiceover demos you.
He was so upset because his dog was missing. I say, I found him, but he's in the enchiladas.
Ah, g'day there, little fella. What have you got there? A knife? That's not a knife. This is a... Oh, wait. That is a knife. Run! Run! Run!
And Naylor has the mic. He passes it to Naylor, across the booth to Naylor, and it's in! It's in the demo!